Chapter 5. Going Home. Malala's family left Mingora, and they lived in 4 different towns in 2 months. Malala had her 12th birthday on the 12th of July, but nobody remembered it. It was very different from her 11th birthday 1 year before, at home with her friends and family, and a big birthday cake. Malala's family lived in 4 different towns in 2 months. After many months, the fighting in Mingora was finished. Now Malala and her family could go home. They drove through the streets of their city, but the streets were not the same. Everything was different because of the bombs. Many of the buildings had no walls. There were no houses, schools, or shops, only mountains of bricks and metal. All the people of Mingora worked together to clean the town, and after some time, the school opened again. This was the most wonderful news for the children of Mingora, and many cried because they were very happy. The children met their friends again, and they smiled, laughed, and played together. The streets were not the same. But the Pakistan army were everywhere. The Taliban were not in the town now, but many of them were in the mountains. And the mountains were very close to the Swat Valley. People in Mingora were frightened of the Taliban. In Mingora, the shops opened, and women and girls walked on the streets again. But things were not the same as before. The war killed many people. A lot of people and their families and friends died in the fighting. Mingora was very different now. The Swat Valley looked different now too. Lots of the trees died, and in 2010, there was a terrible flood. Trees can stop a flood, but now there were not many trees in the valley. The flood killed thousands of people. It was difficult for Malala and her family, and for many other people, to get food to eat. Then the Taliban came back to the Swat Valley. There were attacks on 2 schools, and they killed some of Malala's father's friends. The Pakistan army were everywhere. A flood in the Swat Valley killed thousands of people.